Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today, you're going to hear from somebody who's crazy, awesome, and you don't know what kind of story she's going to tell because, frankly, she's got a list. Do y'all remember back in school when you were afraid your name was going to get put on that permanent file in the office? I'm pretty sure that Jen Teske from Edwardsville, Illinois has just such a file. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lee. Glad to be here.
So give our audience a little bit of background on Jen, how long you've been in real estate, whatever tidbits they should know about you.
Well, I have been in real estate since 2007. I live in Edwardsville, Illinois. When people hear Illinois, they tend to think about that city up north called Chicago, but we are actually a suburb of St. Louis. I can get to Lexington, Kentucky faster than I can get to Chicago, but I can be in the Busch Stadium watching the Cardinals play ball in about 25 minutes and Scott Trade Center watching the Blues play hockey in about 30 minutes. I sell real estate with my business partner, Gene Lewis, and we are the Jen and Gene team. There's four of us on the team. Three are licensed and one is an admin.
So I love how you got into the business right when it started to go downhill. So thanks for that. Are you the reason we had a recession?
I may have kicked that off. And timing is not one of my fortes.
But there's lots of other things that you have as skill sets. But with that being said, when you've been in the business for more than a decade, so how about that? It doesn't feel like a decade, I know. So you've been in more than a decade. Yeah. You have to have run across some stuff that makes your eyebrows lift for whatever reason. So I can't wait to hear you tell your story. And of course, there's only two ground rules in Lee Brown's podcast world. The first one is if there's a guilty party, don't use their real names. Let them call themselves out. And the second one being, you know this, I'm very salty, but I'm trying to be less salty sometimes when I'm in the mood for it, but I still don't use the F word, GDs, or see you next Tuesday because they're just too much for me. So with that being said, tell us what you want to tell us.
Well, I do keep a list of all of the crazy shit in real estate that I come across because I don't trust myself to remember. So when I had the opportunity to be on the podcast, I went back to my list and it was tough picking them out because I got the guy in the underwear. I have the crazy lady who thought somebody stole her air conditioning condenser that I could look out the window and see. But probably my most favorite one was when one of my buyers broke one of the golden rules when you are buying a piece of property. So there are several commandments that thou shalt not break when you are under contract if you are a buyer. Thou shalt not accept large sums of cash from untraceable sources and put them in thy bank account.
Definitely.
Thou shalt not buy a Bentley. Heck, thou really shalt not even buy a Ford Pinto. Just stay away from the car lot altogether. Thou shalt not open up a line of credit at the big box store and buy 10 televisions for the new house and an entire stainless steel package of appliances. And then the biggest one, thou shalt not quit thy job. And that's what leads me to this story. So I have a buyer client and he's purchasing a property for his soon to be bride. She had this little boy and he was just adorable. He was going into second or third grade and he was a little nervous about moving to a new town, but very excited. Unfortunately, our closing date was a couple of weeks after school started. In our school district, you cannot register a child for school until you have a closing statement or you have a lease agreement. So the buyer client comes to me and says, is there anything you can do? We could close early. We could maybe get some kind of a lease arrangement. So I checked with the lender and the lender said, there's no way we're closing early. And I think really long and hard about getting possession prior to closing. I didn't really clue into what he was indicating, but I thought, okay, well, whatever. A client wants possession prior to closing. We got a document for that. So I fill it out. I send it over to the real estate agent on the other side and give the sob story. Little boy wants to ride the bus. He wants to be at school on the first day. He doesn't want to walk in as the new kid on the 10th day. Could we please, 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 please go ahead and let them move in? They fell for the story, just like I did. And the family moves in. Well, we're on the day of closing and I get a call from my lender who says, Jen, are you in your car on your way to the title company? I said, yes, I'm almost there. He said, turn it around. I said, what do you mean turn around? He said, you do not want to be here. He said, I got the other agent here, and your guy quit his job. I said, what do you mean he quit his job? He was working yesterday when I called him to see about arranging final walkthrough. He said, yeah, right after that, he quit his job. Gave him the old take this job and shove it. I said, no, I know you're kidding me, because you know I got possession prior to closing and you were a little apprehensive about that. And he said, no, I'm not kidding. You need to go back. It's not pretty here. So I turned the car around and I called my client up and I said,
hey,
yeah, hey, you do realize we aren't closing today and we actually aren't ever closing on this house. And what happened? He said, well, I quit my job yesterday at the end of the day. And I said, well, do you remember when we told you at the beginning, thou shalt not quit thy job? Well, I didn't think that they would check the day of closing. Yeah. I said, they're going to be showing up with $140,000 cash to help you buy a house. I think they're probably going to look into the fact that you do or don't have a job. Well, I didn't think they would check. I said, you couldn't wait one more day. So no, I said, well, I'm going to call you back because we got to figure out getting you out of that house. So the lender calls me back. He says, I'm going to tell you right now, I just talked to the agent on the other side. And she said she cannot be responsible for whatever happens to your client if he is not out of there in 2 hours.
Oh, dang, throwing it down.
So I don't ever help anyone move. Once you go down that road, then everybody wants you to lift boxes and move boxes. And my back is not meant for that. But this was one case where I had to get that family out of there fast. So I raced over there. I brought coolers because, of course, the fridge was full of food. And I brought everything I could to help them move out. And we just threw stuff in the truck. So if you ever think that you can't get out of a house in 2 hours, you can. You know, you go to those final walkthroughs and everybody's sitting around and you're thinking there's no way they can get this stuff out. Well, trust me, if your life has been threatened, you can get everything out of there. And they got out. I heard from him about a month later. He showed up at the office with the cooler I let him use. And he says, I really am sorry about how all this went, but we're going to be buying in another year or so, and we will be calling you back. And I thought, oh, I just smiled and thanked him. And then when he left, I took that number out of my phone and blocked it. Never heard from him again.
So let's see, we can add a couple more commandments then. Thou shalt not make your realtor have heart palpitations on the day of closing. And honestly, thou shalt not ask thy realtor for early possession, because the story you're giving right here is the exact reason I tell my buyers don't ask and sellers don't allow it, because things just happen and people get attacked by stupidity. And there's no way to predict that onslaught.
Right. There is no way. And I highly recommend against it now. Every now and then I'll have a buyer who will beg, and I just hate it. But they, you know, they want that early possession. So fill the document out and you take it and you do a lot of praying until you close.
And you just say to them, look, let me tell y'all a little cautionary tale about why I don't do buyer possession. And they say, well, I'd never quit my job. And you say, uh-huh, you wouldn't either.
Exactly. Who quit their job the day before closing? All you had to do was wait 48 more hours.
And the worst part is, and I think this is me being kind of a mama bear human person, he didn't have the foggiest care for how his actions were going to have a negative impact on all these other people. So you look at the seller who is done in their mind, and all of a sudden, they've got to start over again. So as a professional realtor, you're on the bad behaving side of the deal. You can't control the buyer's misbehavior. The other agent is probably wanting to come through the phone at you. So as a professional realtor, how do you handle that? Or how did you handle it with this person to make sure that your relationship is intact with the other realtor?
Well, of course, I profusely apologized. She was under the impression that the lender had screwed up and was really laying into him. And I had to call and say, it was not him. It was my client doing something not very smart. And we had told him the ground rules. I always tell the ground rules in the beginning to my buyers. And the lenders I know, love, and trust, they also tell the ground rules. And we repeat them several times throughout the process. If I find out that they're going to a big box store, I remind them that they are not to buy anything. They are to look and make note of what they want to buy after they close. So we had given him the ground rules. You know, it's the you can't fix stupid. It was a tough one to repair, and I felt horrible for them. And I felt horrible for that little boy because he did not get to go to that school. And what, you know, he got all excited. He was loving it. And then because of the actions of his future stepfather, he didn't get to go to that school anymore. It was sad all around. And they were nice people. He just wasn't real bright.
See, come on, people. When you're buying a house, listen to the realtor commandments. Jen, you're going to have to do like a little ebook or a little Instagram posty post thing you can share out there with us, because that's kind of a cool way to get the message across that's more understandable than, you know, the agency documents our states come up with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
All right. So if anybody's looking for a realtor who can frankly handle just about anything, and not only handle it, but handle it with rhinestones, pizzazz, and general good humor, how can they reach the Jen and Gene crowd of amazing professional realtors?
Well, you can go to our website, jenandgene.com or jenandgeneteam.com. You can reach me by email, jen@jenandgene.com. And that's spelled JenAndJean.com. I never knew there were so many different ways to spell Jean until I had to start spelling out my website. Or you can give us a call, 618-541-1010. And again, we are in the St. Louis metro area. So if you have anyone relocating to St. Louis, tell them don't forget about the Illinois side. We got great schools over here, and it's very easy to get into St. Louis. When you go into work in the morning, the sun's at your back. And when you come home in the evening, the sun is at your back. So it's a great way to make a quick little commute across the river.
All right. So, kids, I know you weren't listening when she gave you the website and the phone number. I'm fully aware of how you people operate right now, but it's okay because all of Jen's contact information will be in the show notes for this episode. And if you're a realtor out there who wants to have some amazing training, you might actually find Jen out there doing some speaking and training. So keep your eyes glued for her upcoming engagements on her website so you can meet her and learn from her too. Jen, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your story. And it sounds like you'll have a podcast at some point based on that file folder, and I can't wait to subscribe to that myself.
All right.
All right. If you're a broker, investor, inspector, lender, realtor, or just a normal person who's got your own crazy story about real estate, if you'd like to be featured in a future episode, I am at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks. So make sure you subscribe today so you don't miss any more crazy shit in real estate. And we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.